This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. we're in an interesting spot right now. We're nearly 6 months into the Biden-Harris administration, and ordinary people are increasingly wondering who's actually running the country right now. Ostensibly, Joe Biden is the president. Yet he continues to show severe signs of cognitive impairment, despite the controlled media insistence that all is well. There's nothing to see here. Now, Biden is a lot of things about Biden is on autopilot. He's been a politician for nearly 50 years, still able to read prepared remarks in front of a teleprompter, but he has difficulty answering impromptu questions, fumbling ordinary words, forgetting what he's speaking about mid-sentence. Sometimes he just quits speaking altogether. After a number of high-profile gaffes, the White House press office recently conceded that Biden's handlers don't want him answering unscripted questions from the media. Yet now the issue of presidential authority has taken a more ominous turn. On May the 11th, a group, and I still contend that flag officers in the military, you know, as high in that's such a high way, high point to ascend to. When they become former flag officers, but recently a group of 124 of them got together and signed a letter questioning Biden's fitness for office and seemingly challenged the outcome of the 2020 presidential election. The letter said, recent Democrats' leadership inquiries about nuclear code procedures sent a dangerous national security signal to nuclear-armed adversaries, raising the question about who is in charge. We must always have an unquestionable chain of command. The letter is referring to a recent call by House Democrats that Biden give up sole control of U.S. nuclear weapons. In a letter written by Representative Jimmy Panetta of California, the Democrats demanded that Biden change the command and control structure surrounding the nuclear arsenal so that he no longer has sole authority to launch weapons. The retired admirals and generals also questioned the legitimacy of the 2020 election, a topic that the nation's corporate media have declared off-limits from any public discussion. The retired flag officers wrote that the constitutional republic is lost without fair and honest elections that accurately reflect the will of the people. The FBI and Supreme Court must act swiftly when election irregularities are surfaced and not ignore them, as was done in 2020. Now, the corporate media have declared that any questioning of the 2020 election is a big lie, a phrase taken from World War II. The expression was coined by Adolf Hitler in his autobiography Mein Kampf and is used to mean a gross distortion or misrepresentation of the facts, especially when used as a propaganda device by a politician or official body. Yet Republican leaders have turned the phrase itself against the corporate media, insisting that it is the corporate media rather than ordinary Americans who are engaged in overt propaganda. The recent example they point to is the media narrative of the January 6th insurrection by an armed mob that had no weapons that killed police. After months of investigations, it now turns out that law enforcement did not find a single weapon on any of the protesters. Video surveillance footage reveals that most were comically peaceful, And the sole policeman who died at the time was a victim of a stroke, not of any attack, as the media repeatedly and falsely reported. And as a result, federal prosecutors are now backtracking on their original claims because proving treason and insurrection is looking increasingly impossible. If that had been insurrection, if that had been a coup attempt, we would not see the majority of these politicians on TV today. Their heads would be on a spike outside. It would have been a violent, bloody affair. There would have been, what happened on January the 6th was an Instagram opportunity. There was a vast array of uniforms of the day when I was in the military that we would train with in order to fight what we thought was World War III in the 1980s. None of them involved dressing like a Viking. As for the public at large, polls show that many ordinary Americans continue to question the results of the 2020 election, despite being ordered not to by the corporate media, which, I love it when they give me orders, because my first question is, who are you talking to? Who do you think you're talking to? According to Rasmussen reports, voters are not letting go of their belief that the 2020 presidential election was a fraud-filled nightmare. By a margin of 51% to 44%, voters said it is likely that cheating affected the outcome. And this includes 74% of Republicans and 30% of Democrats. No doubt that a lot of Democrats, run-of-the-mill voting Democrats, have a lot of buyer's remorse right now. Corporate media and Democrat politicians claim that cheating rarely happens and that there's no evidence of widespread voter fraud. That's their new thing. Now, well, it's not their new thing. I remember Hillary Clinton saying that all the time. So I say, did this not happen? And she would go, I don't believe there's any evidence of that. That's not a denial, lady. Yet, due to the winner-take-all electoral college voting system, the widespread cheating would not have been necessary. That's the thing. As journalists Jonathan Allen and Amy Parnes claim in their new book, Lucky, How Joe Biden Barely Won the Presidency, he only won the presidency with a slim cumulative margin of about 50,000 votes in four key swing states. A month after the election, Time magazine published an article that described how a well-funded cabal of corporate elites, far-left activists, and media organizations launched what they called a conspiracy to save the 2020 election and ensure that Trump would lose his re-election bid. According to that article, they succeeded by working together behind the scenes to influence perception, change rules and laws, steer media coverage, and control the flow of information. This recent letter from these 124 retired flag officers shows that doubts about a corporate takeover of American government persist, despite the U.S. media's insistence that even questioning the results of the election is illegal somehow and should be banned outright as misinformation. At the very least, the polls show that the overwhelming majority of Americans believe that the tactics the Democrats used to win, like the mass use of mail-in ballots and in some states no ID required to vote, should be outlawed, and that's actually in play right now. According to Rasmussen, most voters say it's more important to prevent cheating in elections than to make it easier to vote, and by more than a 2-to-1 margin, they reject claims that voter ID laws are discriminatory. Getting out there and having your presidency questioned or any election questioned, the legitimacy of you holding the office becomes an asterisk, if you will, as I call them, and in your regime. Right now, the White House is rocked back on their heels. They've had a few things happen that they are completely is beyond their control. They can't do anything about it. They're looking bad. They look completely ineffective, in fact. So, and this is the government that wants to take your guns away. This vaudeville show, this sideshow, wants to disarm you to make you safer. Yeah, I've got something to talk about with that one as well. But we got a long way to go, so strap in. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
I need to explain something to you.
Gun Owners News Hour, Lock and Load with Bill Friday. Those radio shows are not about me. Those radio shows are about a cause.
They're about a cause that I, you know, I gave my youth in the form of military service. I gave my youth to the country to try to defend the Constitution, to do my part. And it means a lot to me. But in this genre of dissemination that I use, radio, talk radio, in a lot of ways, it does actually come down to being about me. A lot of people get out there and they say, well, this, that, or the other, sell the show, do that, move on, retire, whatever. And the problem becomes that, you know, some of those things are not interchangeable. I mean, certainly, you know, looking at Rush Limbaugh, who's going to fill those shoes? And I'm not trying to say that I'm in that niche, but what I am trying to say is this. In advocacy, it is never about the personality. It is always about the cause. Which leads me to this. This past week, a judge dismissed the NRA's Chapter 11 bankruptcy petition, ruling that the association filed it in bad faith. In that ruling, they let the NRA know that if they continued to press the matter, the court would immediately take up some of its concerns about disclosure, transparency, secrecy, conflicts of interest of officers and litigation counsel, and the unusual involvement of litigation counsel in the affairs of the NRA. All of these are doors that Wayne LaPierre and the rest of the NRA management probably don't want to open. In addition, another filing would increase the possibility of the court ordering a trustee who would then displace LaPierre and possibly additional NRA officers. So, when this ruling came out, the NRA decided to put out some press releases. And this is where my problem comes in. Because it is very evident to me that the NRA at this moment, at least within leadership, has nothing to do with what the members want, has nothing to do with the Second Amendment cause. They've lost all legitimacy in my eyes as far as being able to step up and speak to certain things. And I don't know exactly what their end game is here. Because I'll tell you what isn't going to happen. Wayne LaPierre is still not willingly going to step down. As a matter of fact, everything that has been elected since 2019 should be terminated. Everybody standing right now in leadership at the NRA should be terminated for the good of the organization, for the good of the membership. Not because all of them have done something wrong, but when you have a board of directors, for example, like the NRA does, with 76 members and all these various committees and all these other things, and you have nothing to do with the day-to-day, you have no say in what the executives are doing with the money coming in, you just have a business card. You don't have a position. You just have a title. And for a lot of these guys, for some reason, that's really important. But if you look at the, for example, the press release that they put out from the NRA itself, not from any individual from the NRA, what they're basically saying is, we're glad he dismissed it. That's what we wanted him to do in the first place. The New York AG, Letitia, what's her last name? Adams, Williams, Thomas, whatever. She wants to dissolve the NRA, and she wanted to dismiss this bankruptcy filing with prejudice. Well, the court dismissed it without prejudice, so that's a gigantic win, and it means they do have the option to file a new bankruptcy case. But. And they finish with this, and I mean, this is where the tone deafness comes, because it's like they haven't heard anything going on outside their little enclosure. The NRA remains determined to further streamline its legal and business affairs in the best interests of its constituents and members. NRA CEO and Executive Vice President Wayne LaPierre said today's decision and the ongoing independence of the NRA empowers the association's approximately 5 million members. And then they, you know, remains committed to its members and our plan for the future. You know. They're going to confront Letitia James, my bad, in her attempt to dissolve them. All of this is happening to the NRA due to greed and due to laziness, sloth. But then William Brewer gets out there. Now, this is he is the litigation counsel. He's the one getting paid, I think, $2 million a month. He puts out a statement. The NRA will continue to defend the interests of the association in New York. Our client has faith in its leadership and its demonstrated commitment to good governance. What's he doing? Putting out a statement on behalf of the NRA. NRA President Carolyn Meadows. The record reflects the NRA undertook a course correction. The association is strong and secure. Once again, moving forward. We're still going to try to establish, you know, living in Texas and stuff. Then we get to hear from First Vice President Charles Cotton. The record establishes that NRA members can have great confidence in this institution and the plans for the future. And then Second Vice President Colonel Willis K. Lee. I know Colonel Lee. I find him to be a very honorable man. At this particular moment, for some reason, he's just repeating what everybody else is saying. Our NRA is pressing forward with its plans and remains determined to promote constitutional freedoms. We will never shrink from the tough and principled stands we take on behalf of our law-abiding 5 million members. Nowhere in there, in any of these press releases, is any statement that I see beyond the approved statements, which are all the same. We continue to press forward, saying that the cause is the most important thing. There's a little bit of conjecture about that. There's a few people that think that at this particular point, Wayne LaPierre can't quit because he can't afford the legal representation he has to get. Although, this opens all of the board members to scrutiny. We're going to look at the darker aspects of this when we get back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden tried to ease worries after the cyber attack on a major fuel line owned by Colonial Pipeline. The breach shut the line down for several days and triggered a run on gasoline.
I know seeing lines at the pumps or gas stations with no gas can be extremely stressful, but this is a temporary situation. Do not get more gas than you need in the next few days.
GasBuddy.com is reporting nearly 70% of North Carolina's stations were without gas, and 73% were out in Washington, D.C. The White House is defending the timing of the CDC's decision to relax mask guidelines for vaccinated people. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said they had no role in the decision.
They were determined by, decided by what they were going to be, what the specifics were, but also the timeline by the CDC.
This is USA Radio News. Fighting between Israel and Hamas, the extremist group that controls the Gaza Strip, has been escalating in the past 24 hours. Hamas fired hundreds of rockets into Israel. Israel responded with return fire, saying they're shelling parts of the Gaza Strip. Fighter jets are targeting different positions inside Gaza. The Washington Post reports that Israeli strikes are now targeting rockets as well as banks in Gaza. President Biden says the work to restore peace in the Middle East is a work in progress. The National Terrorism Advisory System is now warning of a very complex and volatile mix of domestic terrorism, groups that are inspired by foreign terrorists. It warns that the groups could exploit the easing of COVID restrictions by targeting public places. The Department of Homeland Security is now working to respond to the threat. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. This dismissal of the NRA bankruptcy is an indicator that they are likely now out of options. This is according to some legal experts who told The Reload this past Tuesday. The move to bankruptcy was concocted by LaPierre and outside counsel Bill Brewer, and it was meant to keep the New York Attorney General, Letitia James, from getting into the group's assets in her case in state court. But this may have backfired. Philip Hackney, an expert on nonprofits at University of Pittsburgh's Law School, said, "Bottom line, the gambit failed miserably, and I think it actually made dissolution more likely." Yeah. He said that Judge Harlan Hale's ruling made it clear the NRA still has serious problems, and the details of malfeasance that came out in open court will strengthen James' case against the group. Hackney said, "To actually have a judge laugh at you, essentially, and say that you're filing this in bad faith, this is really a bad fact for them. That's not something I'd want on my record if I'm defending this organization against this solution." Matthew Bruckner, a Howard University professor and bankruptcy expert, told The Reload, "Bad faith dismissals are rare, and the NRA has little room to appeal." He said, "It's pretty hard to get a case dismissed as a bad faith filing, but this always seemed to satisfy the hard-to-satisfy standard. The decision seems well-grounded in the Fifth Circuit's legal precedent, and the facts are admittedly cringeworthy." This also opens them up to new claims against the organization for the legal fees of the other parties in the case. So now, instead of paying just William Brewer, now they've got to pay some other people. Among those now planning to ask for the group to pay upwards of $300,000 in costs is dissenting NRA board member Philip Journey. He had strongly criticized LaPierre and Brewer for not informing the board before filing for bankruptcy, and filed a motion to have the court appoint an examiner to go through the group's finances. Now he and the other three board members who joined the motion want the group to carry the litigation costs of it. He said the judge has the authority under the statute to impose sanctions like attorney's fees for misbehavior and filings. So we're hoping NRA pays the bills. It's almost like piling on, isn't it? Professor Adam Levitin, a bankruptcy expert at Georgetown University, described the NRA's bankruptcy strategy as remarkably harebrained. That raised the question, what the hell were they thinking? He pointed to several specific problems in the NRA's case that led to the bad faith determination. If you're going to do a sketchy filing, the lesson from SGL Carbon was don't tell everyone that you're solvent and doing the filing to stiff a single creditor in your press release. But that's exactly what the NRA did, according to him. Additionally, the pre-filing governance moves were really iffy, like never telling the board of directors. The creation of a forum shopping sub completely blatant, and the NRA and its counsel never had their story straight about why they were filing. Levitin says the dismissal means claims for legal fees like the one Journey plans to pursue are likely to succeed. He said, given the bad faith finding, I would think there's good grounds for such a motion. In addition to the fight over legal fees, the NRA will have to head back to court in Manhattan to battle James. They said in a statement that the bad faith dismissal empowers its members, and LaPierre promised the group would keep fighting. And they've decided to... which, by the way, they don't really have a choice in this. But they've decided to shift their attention back to fighting Letitia James in New York. Brewer said... Like I said, reiterating, he said the NRA will continue to defend the interests of the association in New York. Our client has faith in its leadership and its demonstrated commitment to good governance. Bruckner said there's only the only realistic option left for the group at this point, but their own actions suggest it isn't a good one. Going back to New York is the only option they have left. Their effort to relocate the locus of decision-making to Judge Hale's courtroom was motivated, in their own words, by their expectation that they were going to lose in New York. The NRA hung its hat on the judge's decision not to dismiss the case with prejudice and left open the possibility they could refile bankruptcy down the line. Bruckner said that might happen if the New York case continues to go poorly for the group, and the NRA may choose that path as a last resort. Doing that again, though, would mean the end of LaPierre. Or at least the end of him in leadership. Bruckner said it seems certain that they're going to lose, then refiling becomes a real possibility. But if LaPierre is as indispensable as they've claimed, refiling isn't a good option either, as the judge signaled that he'd likely appoint a trustee upon refiling. Like I said earlier, I don't know what the goal is here, because it seems like they painted themselves into a corner. This illusion of the NRA it's a heavy lift, because nobody this size has ever been dissolved or shut down, even in cases where the group's leadership was proven to be corrupt. Disillusion is generally used against a smaller nonprofit where it's not possible to fix the group's problems. Hackney said that you're going to have to find some sense that it's impossible to reform this organization, and it just simply needs to stop. If this was a smaller organization of some sort, it gets dissolved. So I think the only thing that kind of saves it is its larger purchase. Or excuse me, purpose. And the added specter of a politician like James using her position to shut down a political rival she campaigned against during her election complicates things further. Hackney said the most likely outcome is still a lesser sanction, even though all of the evidence of malfeasance brought into public view during the bankruptcy trial puts them in a worse spot than if they'd done nothing at all. Removing officers and directors who are problematic would be a likely outcome. James announced during a press conference this past Tuesday that the case against the NRA will start up again next year. So the NRA has some time to formulate a new strategy to save the group and Wayne LaPierre alike. Ultimately, though, a lot of people think the group's going to have to decide between Wayne LaPierre and their own survival. Some of the experts look at this, and for them, there's only one rational way of thinking, which I fail to see in the NRA's moves, because getting rid of LaPierre, Wayne LaPierre is now a liability. He's a liability to the NRA. He's a liability to the Second Amendment cause. He's proven to be in it for himself. And for some reason, there's a bunch of people that feel beholden to him, which is, I can't imagine why. The NRA is not the National Rifle Association anymore. It is the cult of Wayne. These guys have taken what was the class of the advocacy and turned it into a sideshow. That is something that the membership should not tolerate. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813.
813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
More time. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Before we go forward, I think I need to point out one thing and make it very clear to you. I don't have the only dog I have in the fight for advocacy is that I'm trying to leave a country. The kind of country I grew up in, which was already going bad, but it was a sight better than what we're in right now. I'm trying to leave that to grandchildren and maybe their children. I don't know how successful I'm going to be in this, but whenever somebody like the NRA gets out there and they're supposed to be part of the solution and they become part of the problem or just a distraction, which is what they are, a distraction, that makes me mad. I am a member of the NRA. I'm not a voting member. I don't ever intend to become a voting member because you got to pay. But I am a member. And to that end, if some of you are members and you take umbrage at what I just said about the NRA, well, that's your problem. All I'm looking for is a result. And now they're not part of it. As a matter of fact, they are a distraction from it. But let's look at another conundrum, a conundrum of the left. On the left, they want to see more gun control law. And at the same time, they want to have less policing. This is their conundrum. There's not much point in putting more restrictions on gun ownership in place if the new laws aren't going to be enforced. But if you believe that they're already we're already over-policed, then are more gun laws basically the best way to address gun violence? I mean, this is what happens in the world of the left, because eventually your favored statuses and agendas and cliques and niches and victim groups, eventually they all collide. It's just so inconsistent. But right now, we get to watch this happen in real time. Democrats in Evanston, Illinois, they are wrestling with this dilemma. And they've got some local politicians vowing to adopt an intersectional approach to the issue, which is a really fancy way of saying it's going to fail. Alderman Devin Reed, who was sworn in on Monday, said he plans to remain laser-focused on the issue of gun violence, especially as it impacts the 5th and 8th wards. But he wants to avoid punitive gun control measures that rely on policing and incarcerating people who possess firearms illegally. So in other words, he doesn't want to go after criminals. Most don't. Most of them don't get out there and say that out loud. Some gun control advocates say defunding police departments and investing in alternative community safety programs would be easier if less people were armed. Although many gun control laws have historically been enforced by police departments. Reed said, we need to try to get the guns off the street, but do it in a manner that does not violate the rights of our residents. Now, many times if you search your memory, you'll remember that I have said they cannot take that which we do not voluntarily give. What Mr. Reed, what Alderman Reed wants his constituents to do is to voluntarily give up their rights and not complain and give up guns and, you know, that kind of thing. Now, he's not going to come out and tell them this. Instead, he has a politician speak for this. He said Evanston should increase support for people in situations that increase their likelihood to commit acts of violence. He said gun violence can be related to factors like mistrust of established legal channels, such as police and court systems. Listen, you deluded idiot. Violence in Chicago happens as a result of a drug deal. The drug deals are happening because those guys know that you have a revolving door in there, just like the Chicago police know. There is no way I would ever be a Chicago cop. They couldn't pay me enough. They don't have enough money to do it. There's just no way. When these guys are committing these crimes, because of all of this stuff, they're not really concerned with the legal channels and court systems. And while Reed is talking about getting guns off the streets, what he's really describing is an attempt to reduce demand for firearms among those most likely to use them in crimes. Now, I'm actually all in favor of that, except I actually have a tinge of realism thrown in with this. Now, he and the others there could commit to reducing the demand, right? But that goes in a direction they're not prepared to go. They're not prepared to say that black families should stay together. They're not prepared to say that economic opportunity should be reintroduced into the inner city. They're not prepared to say we're going to do everything we can to make sure every child in the inner city gets an education. They're not prepared to do that. Instead, they want to target the supply of firearms, and that always inevitably leads to punitive gun control measure. But they still don't see it this way. This is the problem. Peyton Ahrens is an Illinois State Director for the March for Our Lives, a national youth-led gun control advocacy group. He said he wants the federal government to address gun violence as a public health issue that's interconnected with other structural disparities, including lack of access to mental health care, rather than an issue that can be dealt with entirely by law enforcement. He said that gun control can go hand in hand with police demilitarization. Now we're going in a direction that nobody was expecting. He thinks a demilitarized system could include departments of unarmed people tasked with responding to situations like mental health emergencies and routine traffic violations, instead of armed police officers, reducing the likelihood of violent encounters. See, this is the thing. When I argue about self-defense, armed self-defense, when I go out into the world, I don't know what I'm going to run into. I don't know what's going to present itself. The reason we have police patrolling is we don't know what's going to happen during the day. We cannot anticipate which crime's going to occur. These guys want to get out there, and if they see, I guess if they see a unidentified mental health issue, however they would identify that as it's unidentified, then they would send in some social workers and some mental health people, and somehow or other they would contain that. Now, I don't know what happens when the dude pulls out a box cutter and starts trying to dissect them, but, you know, they're in a fantasy land. They have entered a fantasy land. They're still refusing to address the fundamental contradiction in their position. They'd love to persuade people to give up their guns, but that's not going to happen in large numbers anytime soon. So instead, they want to use the power of the armed agents of the state to enforce criminal penalties on those who would violate their gun laws. They might not want to admit it, but they believe that policing is a problem. Then, if they believe this, then every nonviolent possessory gun control law they manage to put in place only makes things worse. That becomes the same thing as drug possession laws. But it's not... The world that they want, the world that they are trying to build, doesn't exist. Can't exist. Because of the nature of man. That's the problem with the Democrats. They think that they can legislate morality. And they can't. But this is one of these things where two of the favored, you know, defund the police, gun control. How do those two things actually work in the same space, in the same time? Well, I'll tell you, they can't. They won't. Criminals break laws. That's why they're criminals. Pulling the police out of the way isn't going to make them suddenly start obeying laws. And that is it for us. We'll be back next week. Stay awake, stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa, don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Mal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.